USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump insists the decision to start reopening the United States is his alone and not up to individual governors. In tweets, the president says some in the media have repeatedly stated otherwise and labeled those news organizations as fake. The president is reportedly eyeing May 1st as the date he wants to start reopening the country as the deadly coronavirus continues across the United States in some parts of the country. FDA Administrator Stephen Hahn says the conditions have to be right to start reopening the United States.
It is a target, and obviously we're hopeful about that target, but I think it's just too early to be able to tell that. We see light at the end of the tunnel. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx have said that.
The East Coast is on high alert for severe weather, which could bring high winds, floods, and tornadoes. Nearly 50 tornadoes were reported on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden as the Democratic presidential nominee, saying, "We've got to make President Trump a one-term president." It remains unclear, though, what will happen to Sanders' delegates, and he will remain on the ballot in upcoming primary states. The First Lady putting out a video to help kids to deal with the coronavirus pandemic. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump sharing some advice for kids to help them get through the coronavirus pandemic.
I encourage you to read books, continue to learn, help with chores, and share some laughter with your family.
It comes as children around the nation are not in school. Some won't return to the classroom at all this spring. Some might not start on schedule in the fall. The First Lady finishing her video with, quote, "We are all in this together." For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Severe thunderstorms causing havoc in the south, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Tornadoes struck northern Louisiana, causing damage to nearly two dozen homes and the airport in Monroe as a severe storm system passed through the south. The National Weather Service reported an emergency for Monroe at around noon local time. About 20 homes were reported to have sustained damage, plus multiple planes and hangars were damaged at the airport. At least three people in Mississippi have been killed. Tornadoes were also reported in Lincoln, DeSoto, and Webster parishes in Louisiana. More than 15,000 customers in Texas were without power. Hail as big as a baseball was reported in eastern Texas near Del Rio. The National Weather Service said the worst weather was forecast for more than 5 million people.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson issues a video apology and owns up to a racial slur that he said Sunday night during an iRace event.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm sorry. Last night I made a mistake and said the word that should never, ever be said. And there's no excuse for that. You know, I wasn't raised that way. You know, it's just an awful thing to say, and I feel very sorry for my family, my friends, my partners, the NASCAR community, and especially the African American community.
NASCAR and Chip Ganassi Racing have suspended Larson. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.